Good morning. High pressure will dominate the weather across interior New York and New England behind that front that brought the rain and wet snow to our region this time yesterday. It's much quieter this morning and cooler with temperatures in the 20s to around 30, and that's where we'll begin the day. That high will bring us brilliant sunshine from the morning right on through the afternoon. Temperatures will be seasonably cool and settle into the lower to mid-40s for afternoon highs. With that same high pressure dominating tonight, the winds will go calm, and with a clear sky, temperatures will drop quickly back through the 30s and settle into the 20s for overnight lows with even some teens across the higher terrain. More sunshine for tomorrow, with highs back into the lower to mid-40s before a few clouds mix in on Friday, still dry though, and with enough sunshine to get us right back into the middle 40s. Mostly sunny skies on Saturday as another area of high pressure builds in for the upcoming weekend. Mid-40s for Saturday and Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds the second half of the weekend. And right now, it looks like we'll continue the dry stretch of weather into the early part of next week with a mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday and highs edging up ever so slightly into the upper 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter weather advisories are out for the Tetons and Gros Ventre Mountains of Montana and Wyoming. Snowfall in these locations will add up to 4 to 8 inches by the end of the day. Otherwise, cool and tranquil weather will dominate the lower 48 through the day. Meanwhile, a storm system in the Bering Sea is bringing strong winds, snow, and freezing rain to southwestern Alaska. The storm is winding down, though, however, and the steady precipitation will become more showery as we go through the afternoon. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Tottori Airport in Japan at 2:25 a.m. this morning. The last report of hail was at the same location, Tottori Airport, at 5:22 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility, clear skies, and 21 degrees with a northwest wind at 7 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 31 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 29 degrees, the dew point 23, 78% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.56 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Fullerton, Yorba Linda, and San Pascual Valley, all in California, to a low of 8 below zero at Shell, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy in the upper 40s, Boston, sunny and breezy in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds with highs right around 40 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature yesterday in Albany, 63 degrees, the low 35, the average temperature 49, that's 8 degrees above normal. We had 78 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, bringing the monthly total now to 83 hundredths. That's 59 hundredths below normal still for the month. And 32.90 inches for the year, which is 1.65 inches of precipitation below normal. There was a trace of snowfall in Albany yesterday, still 1/10 of an inch for the month, which is a half inch below normal. And 1/10 of an inch also for the season, which is a half inch below normal. There were 16 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 292. That's right on normal to this point in the month. And 778 for the season, which is 159 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees. The average low, 32. The record high, 70 in 1973. And the record low, 12 in 1986. Sunrise this morning was at 6:46 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:33 p.m. 9 hours and 47 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and chilly today with highs in the lower 40s. Clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s, teens across the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Springfield, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and chilly today with highs in the mid-40s. Clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Johnstown and Gloversville, sunny and chilly today with highs in the lower 40s. Clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, sunny, chilly today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Clear skies tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunny and chilly today with highs reaching the mid-40s. Clear skies tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, brilliant sunshine again on the cooler side with highs in the lower to mid-40s, a mix of sun and clouds Friday in the mid-40s, back to mostly sunny skies on Saturday again in the mid-40s, and a mix of sun and clouds for the period Sunday through Tuesday, dry weather through the early part of next week with high temperatures in the middle to upper 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.